deadly game caught on camera.
Come on, buddy.
I gotta do is pick up a weapon.
The deaths of some news people in an engagement in Baghdad is caught on tape, and suddenly the world gets to second-guess the chain of command in a deadly firefight. War on TV and cases of mistaken identity. When some cameras look like guns and other cameras catch soldiers in the act, rules of engagement, picture-perfect wars in a YouTube world. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday, April 7th. I'm live at our KUVO studios in Denver, and we're going to have a full exploration of whether war caught on video is in or out of context.
That's a tough question, actually, but let's get right to the top of the morning news. In the past half hour, West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin says the first drill has reached the mine shaft where four missing miners are thought to be. The governor says rescuers banged on pipes for 15 minutes, but...
We did not get any response back from, if you will, the beating on the pipes and signaling.
Earlier, Jessica Lilly of West Virginia Public Broadcasting told us GPS tracking devices are being used to try and locate the missing miners. She says people are praying they manage to reach one of the underground rescue chambers.
Because there is enough food, water, and fresh air and oxygen to keep up to 35 miners alive for 96 hours.
Meanwhile, we're learning the owner of the mine, Massey Energy, received 12 citations involving problems with methane ventilation last month. And in the past 2 months, miners had to be evacuated three times because of dangerous methane levels. Massey stock dropped 10% yesterday.
To Iraq now, families of a group of Iraqis seen being shot and killed by U.S. forces in a leaked video that depicts an event that took place in 2007 are seeking justice for their deaths. Jim Muir, the BBC's Iraq correspondent, joins us now from Baghdad. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
So what do Iraqis make of this video that's been leaked, that's now sort of buzzing around the world, and it, of course, depicts this incident from 2007?
Well, I have to say that most Iraqis, certainly in Baghdad, are preoccupied with events right now, like Tuesday when something like 35 were killed in their own homes when they were blown up in six explosions, Sunday when 40 were killed in attacks, suicide bomb attacks on embassies and so on. So they don't have a huge amount of time left over to take in this kind of material. However, it has been playing very strongly on the TV stations here. It's been written up in the papers, there have been pictures in the papers, even cartoons in the papers. So I can tell you more about that later on, perhaps.
All right. Yes, indeed. A full discussion of the rules of engagement in Baghdad in light of this video. Jim Muir, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
President Obama heads to the Czech Republic today to sign a new nuclear treaty with Russia. If ratified, both countries would commit to trimming their nuclear arsenals by almost a third. The White House has authorized the targeted killing of an American citizen, the radical Muslim cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, who's believed to be in Yemen. He's linked to the Fort Hood shootings and the Christmas Day bombing attempt.
215 miles above Earth, the Space Shuttle Discovery successfully docked at the International Space Station this morning. And tougher than expected, but UConn's women's basketball team capped off another perfect season with a championship. UConn rallied to beat Stanford 53-47 after trailing at the half. Big shock, but they extended their streak to 78. Asian markets are up, European indices down, futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,969. The S&P opens at 1,189, and the NASDAQ starts trading at 2,436.
Coming up this hour, we'll continue our series DIY Bailout. Everything you need to know about that three-digit number, you know, the one you don't actually want to know about, your credit score, it's coming up.
Ooh.
In a few minutes, we're going to talk more about the video you spoke of earlier that was leaked online of American troops firing on Iraqi civilians in 2007. But we're wondering if you think we should be seeing it. Do you think we should see images and video of the war unfiltered? And is it fair to the soldiers? You can weigh in at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. We'll talk more about that in a moment.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.